Number 4. Physiology.
One thing that all humans have in common is blood. Blood flows through the veins and arteries of all humans. Today, we will specifically discuss the makeup of blood. I want to discuss the flow of blood through the body, the types of blood cells, and transfusions. Blood is carried through the body by two types of blood vessels, arteries and veins. Blood carried by the arteries has received oxygen from the lungs. Arteries take this oxygen-rich blood to all parts of the body. After delivering oxygen around the body, blood travels through the veins back to the heart and lungs for more oxygen. So arteries carry blood with oxygen away from the heart, veins carry blood without oxygen back to the heart. Now let's look at blood itself in more detail. Whole blood is made up of three types of blood cells. They are red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. Each type of cell has a different function in the body. Red blood cells contain hemoglobin, pronounced hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is what picks up oxygen in the lungs and then releases the oxygen to other parts of the body. Hemoglobin gives blood its distinctive bright red color. The second type of blood cells are leukocytes, pronounced leukocytes, or more commonly known as white blood cells. There are fewer white blood cells than red blood cells. So there's more hemoglobin in blood than leukocytes. The job of the leukocytes is to help the body fight against infection. White blood cells clean up or eat bad things that get into our blood. Lastly are the platelets. They are necessary in the blood clotting process. For example, when you cut your finger, it is the platelets that go to work to stop the bleeding. If the cut is large, the platelets will need some help to stop the bleeding. You may have to get stitches or use a bandage. But if the cut is small, the platelets will collect to block blood from coming out of the wound. Remember, they are like plates, so they make a stack that is what forms scabs over wounds. Let's quickly review the three types of blood cells and what they do before we move on to talk about blood transfusions. Hemoglobin, or red blood cells, carry oxygen throughout the body. Leukocytes, or white blood cells, fight infection, and platelets work in the blood clotting process. All three are crucial to a healthy working body. Okay, so now let's talk about blood transfusions and blood types.
1. According to the professor, which of these fights infection? Two. What does the professor imply about platelets? Three. According to the professor, which of the following is not one of the three types of blood cells? Four. Why does the professor say this?
That is what forms scabs over wounds.